don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful that he'll play. Again, I don't have. You got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
He's hopeful that he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'd be surprised if he didn't do everything humanly possible, including play when he really shouldn't because he's too hurt. You can't just like Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz wasn't coming out of that game for anybody.
No.
Earlier this season, and Jalen's not. Last thing you need to do is let someone else get some reps.
No, I mean, you see Baker out there playing with a torn labrum.
Yep.
I mean, these jobs are hard to hold on to, and I admire guys that aren't looking to stand on the sideline every chance they get. You know, a lot of players out there that play with injuries, you know, the other positions, and been far too long for too many years that quarterbacks don't have to play with injuries. They sit on the sideline. Their jobs are guaranteed. It's a different league nowadays. And these young guys, these quarterbacks, these teams, because of the salary cap, they have the ability to move off guys sooner rather than later. You know, when they put the rookie wage scale in, yeah, it's a benefit to these teams as well. If they make a mistake at the quarterback position, yeah, it may cost you $5 or $6 million, but it ain't costing you $10, $20, $30 million to move on from them. So, you know, and that's why these guys don't want to come out when especially a guy in Jalen's position. The last thing he wants to do is give Gardner Minshew the opportunity to go out there and play.
Oh yeah, because he'd be great for one game, throwing a lot of short passes, throw here, throw there.
And he just saw this last year.
Yeah.
He saw this movie already. He saw this movie.
Playing the Jets, whose defense is terrible.
Oh, man. The last thing he wants is to get this fan base any type of Minshew mania.
Which we would have, without a doubt.
Yes. Some of us would, yes.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's, the Brandon Graham Show, and the Chickies and Pete's Players Lounge every Monday following the game. Brandon Graham, tonight's Slay Weekly. ChickiesandPete's.com.
Slay.
For details.
I'll be easy show with Slay tonight.
Yeah, I didn't even hear
Slay. I didn't know he played. He had one ball thrown to him.
Yeah, he stayed away from him the whole
game.
Yeah.
Easy. Yes.
And Donovan McNabb joins the show at 4 o'clock. We'll get his expert insights at 4 o'clock. But OG Wade, undoubtedly the head of the Jalen Hurts faction of the Eagles fans. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
All right.
OG, not good.
No.
Well, you know what, Ike? Well, first of all, let me address Mad. I like Mad Mike, to be honest with you, because Maya Angelou said, when a fool tells you you're a damn fool, believe him. So, you know, just getting him out the way. But to be honest with you, Ike, you know how when you get something that you like, but you just don't like the way you got it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jalen had a bad performance yesterday. Let's not excuse that, nothing. And I'm not even talking about Rager, because I don't expect those plays out of Rager. So I'm going to take that out of the equation.
Sadly, I don't think anybody should.
Right. But if you listen to Jalen Hurts' press conferences last week, he spoke about leaving money on the table, kicking field goals. We got to be able to score touchdowns. Jalen spoke about the rat poison, not eating it. But what he did yesterday, he showed his immaturity, which we all give him credit for being so mature, that he smelt the rat poison. That's what an alcoholic does when he falls off the wagon. He smells the liquor, and that's what makes him drink it. He should have never smelt it. What he should have done is threw the ball away, took the 3 points. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Coming down and then throwing the ball into double coverage, he did that on the two out routes because – I believe both receivers got their hands on the ball, but he put them on the sideline that if they didn't get it, it would be not picked off but out of bounds.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Everything we all said, Jack said, we wanted to know, is Jalen the type of quarterback? Is he good enough to bring us back? I think he showed that he's good enough to bring us back. You know, the plays weren't made, but there's some positive things to be taken out of it. You know what I'm saying? And – like he says, I call him the Duke because he don't get too high, he don't get too low. I can guarantee you this here, he'll play better next week. You know what I'm saying? He just got to just stop trying to press. Just be – you're in a progression. He's going to get better. Just allow yourself to do that.
You bring up a great,
I mean,
You bring up a great point there, Wade. It's the first time that I think I've seen him press. Like, like yesterday was the – I don't know why. I don't know why it was. But yesterday I thought he made throws that he doesn't usually attempt to make, right? You've always, you know, raved about how he keeps the ball out of harm's way and he doesn't make bonehead plays. Yesterday was the first time I think I – like, that play before the half, that might have been his worst play as an Eagle. Like, yeah. I haven't seen him do that where, you know, you're right there with points on the board. All you got to do – if the first read isn't there, throw it away, take the three, we go in the locker room, tied up. Yesterday, he tried to do too much on that play, and we walked away with no points. He hadn't done that in his previous, 16 starts, 14 starts, whatever it is. He hadn't done that in his previous 16 starts.
And what's most interesting to me is I want to see how he plays against the Jets. You see what I'm saying? Everybody keeps saying, he struggles to throw the ball. If you go back and you look at Jalen Hurts' highlights, right, and just look at the throws he's making. Even in yesterday, he made some hell of a impressive throws. They're just not consistent. You see what I'm saying? Once he brings that wagon with him, consistency, bro, all day long Jalen Hurts is an NFL quarterback. All day long.
Mm-hmm. But wait, listen, and appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's disputing if he's an NFL quarterback or not.
Well, some people are.
Yeah, but, like, to what degree? How good?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Right.
And some of these people out here go overboard.
Of course.
With the criticisms. Like, they're like, Matt Mike is the only one who we know that has a name to his haterade. It's a lot of people out there, though.
Oh, sure. Believe me, they're in my DMs and everything else. Like, they're just
out there
waiting for the moment that he struggles.
Yes.
And they pounce.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
he's got to get better, though, man.
Yeah.
Like, even the biggest Jalen Hurts fans have to realize. And even Wade, you know, he sound reasonable about what he saw yesterday. You got to get better, man. Like the idea that the throwing part of his game has a lot of room to grow, like, you're crazy if you don't believe that.
It's
part of the reason why they went away from it after 7 weeks and started running the ball a little bit more. And I wanted to see if you get behind. See, you can run as long as you got the lead. It's easier to do. It's easier to stay committed to it. But you get down 10-0. Now you're down two scores. And you're looking at the clock.
You have to throw,
it's the second half. And you're saying to yourself, okay, we got to throw the ball now. Can Jalen handle that part? When teams know you have to throw the ball, can you make the throws? That's the area he still has to improve upon. And the Eagles know that. Like,
sure.
The Eagles know that. They know this is the area he has to improve upon.
Yeah, I mean, when you go back to I would say, like, the season kind of reset itself, the Detroit game, because Raiders, they got crushed, and it's like, listen, this isn't working what we're trying to do. You know, 9 for 14, 11 for 17, 16 for 23, 13 for 24, 14 for 31. Right, like it's become a lot different. Three touchdowns, four interceptions in the passing game. When they said, "Hey, we got to dial back him throwing the ball, and we're going to run the ball," it's not like he hasn't necessarily gotten better as a passer. The team's gotten better. He's actually regressed since he stopped throwing the ball as much, because the success he had statistically was when they were down big in games, to where he's just coming back and throwing and dinking and dunking.
Teams are playing loose defense. Keep the ball in front of you. They're giving you a lot of chunk plays, you know, things of that nature. Like that has been the case. And that's in part what the Eagles see. Those that still question whether or not, you know what, we're not ready to commit just yet. That's why.
It's this, yeah.
Right? When you see that report out there, sources saying he can earn that way by, if he continues to play this way, and get them into the playoffs, well, that means they're still waiting to see. They want to see more.
I just said, like, Wade said it, you said it, we said it earlier. What happened? Because I think he pressed last year against the Cowboys maybe a little
bit.
Okay,
yeah, he threw the bad interceptions in that game. I do remember. Yeah, those were bad interceptions in that game.
Bad.
He still hasn't won a division game.
He hasn't?
Wow. 0-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, like I didn't realize a lot of these games, and I think it is important that he did come up big in the on that final drive where they were actually moving it. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't look like the moment was too big for him there. But it's also where that's like run around and make plays, Jalen, as opposed to running the offense that they want him to run and throwing the football.
Yeah.
It seems like he thrives in that particular atmosphere where it's like, all right, just, you know, make some plays.
And two or three of those passes on that final drive, the Giants were backed off and they just let him throw it to Kenny Gainwell.
Yep, underneath.
It was almost a mistake by the Giants that they let the Eagles get down the field as fast as they did.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, they're just like, are you protecting the boundaries?
They were fine with him getting down the 30 or 20-yard line.
The bigger thing was they just let Kenny Gainwell run out of bounds twice with no resistance.
No problem.
That's like no – like, I'm wondering, like, are the Giants going to play cover, too? You just sit a corner out there in the flats, and if they throw it in the flats, you make the tackle. Whatever coverage they was playing, Gainwell just came out of the backfield, caught it, ran 10 yards and then ran out of bounds twice.
Yeah, took 8 seconds off the clock. They moved it. I mean, they had plenty of time.
Yes.
Plenty of time. Edward in North Wildwood, New Jersey. Edward, go ahead. What up?
Gentlemen, and hear me out here. And I'm not trying to be facetious or funny or anything, but is there a chance? I was thinking about this morning regarding Rager. The pass that hit him in the face mask, and then the pass a few seconds later to Seth point about a beach ball versus a football. Is there a chance, and I'm not being funny, there's a vision problem here? And the other reason I say this, and I just thought of this.
We have no idea.
Well,
I haven't heard that, and I have no idea.
Well, you're hearing it now. Okay, just think about it. And then when he's in the press conference, and you can see it again, he would look off to the side, and he would make like a weird kind of blink. As though he was refocusing. And this all just came.
Depth perception.
Yeah, it might be. Could be. Well, hell, he needs to go get LASIK or something.
Or glasses.
Well, I don't know. But it just wasn't normal yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, this has been the reoccurring theme with him his entire career. It's two short years that he's been here. I don't know if he can't see the football or not. But I'm saying if that's an issue, then that's something he should convey to the training staff, his agent, or what have you, and he can go get corrective vision. You can fix this.
I agree. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay.
Thanks, Edward. Yeah, appreciate it.
It could be, but it's not an excuse. What do you want me to do? Put some glasses on.
Yep. Some RJ Rex specs.
Like, I don't know.
Some goggles.
Yeah.
Contact lenses.
Like, yeah, I don't know if that's the issue or not. Maybe it is.
I saw someone.
Well, hell, has that been the issue of his entire career? Listen, from the time Gary Patterson came on these airwaves and spoke about Jalen Rager, I haven't felt good about him since.
Yes, college coach didn't speak glowingly about him.
Yes.
Right, so I saw somebody, I don't know who said it or where they said it, but they said if you really followed Jalen Rager's career going back to college, like if you watch his YouTube highlight tape, sure, he makes some good plays, but this has been something that plagued him at TCU, the drops.
Yes, the coach said it.
And it was – yes, and it was like it was blamed his last year at TCU was blamed on, oh, the quarterback was so bad he couldn't get him the ball and everything else, blah 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 blah. Like, okay, all right.
No, that's not it.
No, that's
no, that's not it. He can't run routes.
No,
I just that's a Jalen Rager.
Yeah,
we're gonna need to draft another wide receiver, aren't we?
I think we both know how this ends with Jalen Rager. It's not even like you can look at him and say, like, well, the return game.
Oh, he's stuck here for another 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting rid of him.
No. He'll just get less reps.
Yeah,
next
he'll be
year,
no, he's gonna become our punt returner and our kickoff returner. Well,
he's bad
he's
at
not
that,
good
too.
At that.
Well, I'm just saying that's what he's gonna be pushed down to before they cut him. They're not cutting him anytime soon.
Was it
unless he does something to be cut?
Yeah, you said this, or Kyle Quinn said this. You turn him into a running back hybrid.
Yeah,
as opposed to a regular wide receiver.
Yeah, we want to see him be Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, really.
Light Deebo Samuel, something.
Very light.
Yeah, very light. Something. I don't know. I just they wasted a first round pick on him. They don't have much depth at the position. That's the other issue.
Why he's going to play as much as he does.
He has to play. Who else are you going to play? Then you got a better chance to win with Greg Ward out there?
No. No. He dropped a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, he dropped one.
Maybe Hightower back to the – I mean, he's on the practice squad.
I haven't seen Hightower in 2 years. Last time I seen Hightower, balls were flying through his arms. He was getting open, but He had a depth perception problem. He couldn't see the damn football last year.
Yeah, Leonard Sweesboro thinks that Wade is actually blind from what he's watching.
Oh, the Jalen
Hurts. Ooh, boy.
Jalen Hurts.
Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ra?
What's up? Now, you know, I'm hearing people say, you know, I guess, you know, the defensive scheme, the Giants did, I guess other teams in the NFL can mimic, but can you explain to me, who never played football, what did they do that other teams can mimic? Jalen Hurts never threw three interceptions before. Yeah, he played bad yesterday. Number one, Greg Ward, you got to catch him on second down, then you won't have the interception on third down.
Facts. Yeah.
Now, the interception on the sideline, now, see, the progression thing is like, it's him turning the receivers down. That's something you could fix. So I think that's the good part about this is not things that he can't fix.
All right, you're sorry, man. Your phone's terrible. Black Gritty. Hey, Black Gritty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I mean, I was trying to tell everybody last week. Everybody talking about the Cowboys. Everybody trying to talk about the Cowboys.
I don't care.
I said week to week. I said game to game. Y'all franchise tagging people early. I'm like, hey, hold on. Don't cut the check. I told you. Trying to tell you. But, hey, I don't know nothing. I'm just out here in these streets, doggy. Let me tell you something. You keep asking who's to blame. Ain't nobody said the person to blame. The person to blame. It's Kelsey. He needs to be protected at all costs. They got a cousin, a nephew, Kelsey, coming up. We need another Kelsey.
He is not allowed to retire, Black Gritty.
No, he's not, because when Kelsey went down, now remember a couple games ago when he went to Kelsey, he said, are we allowed to do it? Can we do it? And Kelsey's like, yeah, we can do it, bro. And then he went around to play. I'm like, man, you check with Kelsey? Okay. Not the girl. Okay, Kelsey, okay. So when Kelsey went out and Huber went in, got that penalty, pulled him back 30-yard run. Oh, he was hot. Had that touchdown run by Boston Scott pulled back. Oh, he was hot. He said, I got to do something because this dude keeps getting all my touchdowns called back. Next thing you know, interception city. And who's to blame? Kelsey, because he left. Okay? Kelsey wasn't in there. Hubie Brown out here just getting all these penalties. And then he started pressing. Then he started pressing. That changed his whole mindset. Like, man, he's too big he's supposed to play. He called back. Now I got to do it myself. So that was that. Then all the Aguilar Juniors came out to play in the second half. I was like, my goodness. How about I put a check attached to your ball? You missed this many balls. Y'all didn't get paid for 3 weeks. I bet they start getting something else. That perception, he be on Twitter all day. I know he can see. He can see the future all the tweets that he coming in. He can see that tweet. He can catch that ball to hit him in the face. So, yeah, I know the quarterback looked bad. But Nick Sirianni, the other thing, too. Last year, I remember when the running back rotation was so bad, everybody kept blaming Deuce. Well, I don't have anything to do with it. Deuce does rotate. Boston Scott's in there. He got destroyed on one of those RPOs and didn't come out. Two plays later, he fumbled. He probably was concussed, but he didn't come out. And Miles is standing over there on the sideline with his helmet on and his head in that. I told y'all, please, got to focus game to game. And guess what? Jalen, if you're listening – you better get out there on that field, because the last thing you want is Uncle Rico Minshew Magic coming in here throwing up some dives, all right? That's the last thing you want to fill up.
Get well, brother.
Get well. I love you guys, and I was right, as usual.
If Minshew plays next week against the Jets, he's going for 325 and 3 touchdowns, without a doubt. He throws the ball over the field. I already know how it plays out. That's why he's not going to – that's why Jalen Hurts will play. It's just weird how Nick Sirianni answered the question. Do we have Gary Patterson, now the former head coach at TCU, talking about Rager's hands? You have this, Jack? Go ahead.
How natural are his hands?
You know what? He, as he did in the combine, he dropped some ball this year. You know, I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, his production, we should have used him a lot more. I think we probably hurt him in his senior year, his junior year, in the last 5 or 6 games. We just ran the whole offense through him. And when he's into it, he has good hands.
There you go.
There it is. When he's into it, he has good hands.
Now, did Howie talk to Gary Patterson before the draft?
Somebody did.
Did they not reach out? We reached out here at WIP.
Maybe they talked to Monte.
They might
have. His dad.
Yeah, they did. And they said, he's
great. Yeah, his dad. Yeah, man, you got to take him.
Awesome.
LeVar Ball this, man. Come on, man.
I mean, at this point, it feels like a sunken cost, but you're not going to just release him.
No,
right? Like,
no.
But see, that's what you're getting a lot today. Just cut him.
No, that's not happening. No, they aren't going to do that.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's. Chiggs and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits and always gets returned. Get a $10 bonus card with every $50 you spend at ChiggsandPete's.com. Coming up next, Donovan McNabb. His take on the game. Does he think the sky is falling, or is it just one game? And did Hurts look shook yesterday? We'll get into all of that with Donovan coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, live from Chiggs and Pete's. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, tune in every Tuesday, payday with TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Tuesday. Just bet a $10 or more same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same-game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. That's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And when you win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. Now, come on, man. We already know about FanDuel. I actually had a bounce-back week on FanDuel. Good college bets over the weekend. NFL, not as good. But that's okay. I still love FanDuel because most of all, my payouts came back within 24 hours. And when you win, you'll get paid in less than 2 hours. How about that? Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Tuesday, win or lose, with TNT Tuesdays. And if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. Again, that's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.